Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for...
That's a little high volume over there. Let me turn that down here. We go.
So this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, I think this is 31 July of 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Get yourself a free account and do all kinds of cool stuff. So, I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from this conference if they don't want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC or GMT or Zulu, however you want to refer to it, Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. It is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And once again, I didn't have time to think of something for this week, so it's going to be whatever's on your mind is fair game here. And it's looking like we're going to have a nice turnout for this week's net. So maybe somebody's got something on their mind that they would like to share and generate some discussion. So I'm looking here, and I think pretty much I've got my Echolink Windows app running here. So I've got the dashboard here. I can see who is connected to the TechLink conference. And I think everybody, all the call signs I see here are familiar with possibly, let me just check something here. Right, KC1TCA, I think you've been here at least one time before, so I probably don't need to explain everything for you, but I will if it will help. Anyway, all the other call signs I see are regulars here, and I especially want to welcome back VK6BQQ, who I understand had some luggage misdirection or something there on the way back from vacation, so we'll look forward to hearing the whole story about that. So, let me just run down the list so that everybody will know who I'm talking about here. I see KD9NDJ, N6TW, VK6BQQ, KC3LYZ, N4RNW, KC1TCA, and W1SK. So all you guys are already on my check-in list, and I'm going to start going down that list momentarily here. I do not see the ham conference connected this week, so I don't think there's anybody else out there who's listening who might want to check in. I don't know. Oops, timed out. All right. So, first on my list then, KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. Nice to see a good bunch of folks here. I really don't have a topic in mind. My brain is flattened out. And I still haven't gotten All-Star on Echolink, though I have All-Star working around here pretty well. So I'm still using repeater phone, which is an awesome piece of software, and my new favorite method for doing Echolink. Anyway, with that, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Always good to hear you. Next on my list here, or next on the dashboard anyway, I think, you know, I add people to my list on paper here as they pop up on the dashboard, but by the time the net starts, sometimes things get shuffled and the dashboard is showing the call signs in a different order than what I wrote down. So anyway, I've been going by what the dashboard says now. Next on the dashboard is N6TW.
Good evening, Wayne. Can you hear me? This is N6TW. So my topic this week is Ringo Rangers. I'm actually, while we're talking right now, installing a ground plane for an old Ringo Ranger I got in an estate sale. And I'm interested in talking about using 5/8 wavelengths for a lower angle of elevation for transmit. And I'd love to hear what other people think. N6TW, over.
Okay, fine topic. I've been using a Ringo Ranger on 2 meters for, 12, 15 years. It works fine for me. Lots of other people use them. I see them at ham fests all the time. I think they're a classic antenna design. So let's see if anyone else wants to jump in and say something about Ringo Rangers. Okay, well, nothing heard right now, but maybe people want to think about it a little bit, and we'll have something to say a little bit later. So anyway, thank you, Noah. Next on my list here is Reg, VK6VQQ. Okay, maybe Reg is getting another coffee there. Let's see, we'll come back to him, but next is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia. I hadn't had any experience with that Ringo Ranger. Sounds pretty good. I got back from a nice 10-day vacation at a camp for visually impaired, and my AOR scanner finally came in from HRO, so playing around with that. The thing I like about it is it does all the ham digital modes, DMR and fusion and that stuff. It's working pretty good. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Let's see, who's next on my list here? I think it's Harold, N4RNW.
Hey, good evening, Wayne and the rest of the group. N4RNW here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Reg, welcome back, Reg. I know you can hear us, but he says he's got no audio, so maybe a cold shutdown of that computer, power off and bring it back up if you haven't done that already. That always cures a multitude of issues with computers. Nothing new down here. We're in the rainy season, the stormy summer season, and as long as those hurricanes stay away, I'm happy with getting rain every day. So, back to you, Wayne. Nothing else new down here. N4RNW.
Well, let's see. The official hurricane season starts at the 1st of June, right? So you've got 2 months down, and let's see, what, August, September, 4 months to go. Hope you can, get through all of those as well without a hurricane. And I'm sorry, I haven't been following the chat there. I don't know. This is not exactly a ham thing, but last Wednesday I had cataract removed from my left eye, my dominant eye, and in another 12 days or so, I'll have the one removed from my other eye. So I'm going through some adjustments, getting used to having different eyesight, and probably will be suboptimal, at least for the next 3 or 4 weeks, waiting for things to settle down, and then they can measure my eyes for new glasses. In the meantime, things are kind of not ideal. Anyway, so I'm going to mark Reg down as a check in there. Let's see who's next on my list here. I think it's KC1 PCA. Richard.
Hi, Wayne and everybody. This is Rich, KC1CCA, or Richard. My STF username is RFX. It was different last week, or the last time I checked in, but I had it simplified because I thought it was clever, but it was too long to use. I am in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and I've never heard of a Ring Ranger, and I'm still getting used to just being on the air, which still makes me tremendously nervous. And so that's it. I'm going to stop there. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rich. And I think the official name is Cushcraft Alpha Romeo And because they make the same design for different bands, there's the Alfa Romeo 2 for 2 meters. I think there's the Alfa Romeo 70 for 440 and an Alfa Romeo 6 for 6 meters. Anyway, if you go to the Cushcraft website, I think you'll find some information about it. And, that long username that you had before, Wretched Fox, is a bit much to type. So, good job on reducing it to, KFX? RFX, right. So, welcome back to our net here, Rich. Finally, on my list here is W1SK.
Yeah, AB9FJ in the net from W1SK. Good to talk to you folks. It's been a while. Sorry it's been so long, but just been lots going on with work and new job and all that sort of stuff. The Ring of Rangers is a great antenna. You hear a lot of people talking about that. I haven't heard of people using a Ring of Ranger in a while, but it's a great antenna. One thing I'd like to bring up is one of the clubs I belong to here in the Central Maine area, the Androscoggin Amateur Radio Club, is doing a POTA activation, Parks on the Air, in Rang Pond State Park here in just south of the Central Maine area, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. UTC. So that's going to be at Kilo 2405 if anyone's a POTA person and wants to make some contacts there. So we should have a really good – that's on Saturday, by the way, the 5th. Wait a second. Is that the 5th? Wait a second. Yeah, it is the 5th. Saturday is the 5th. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. We should have a good time. So, we'll be on 20 and 40 meters mostly. We're going to have two stations going, so it should be a heck of a lot of fun. So if anyone is chasing POTA, we should, meet up around 20 or 40 meters from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. UTC from Rang Pond State Park, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes north of the Portland area. So anyway, that's it for me. Hope everyone has a really great evening. Hope to check in again more regularly. So, AB9FJ in the net from W1SK73.
Yeah, do you want to give us your handle and your SDF username?
Yeah, sure. Name here is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, and SDF username is Abacus, ABACKUS. And sorry, it's been a while since I've checked in, but back to net, W1SK.
Okay, well, it's good to have you back. So I should just check here if Reg has if he's had some resolution to his no audio there. Are you back with us on audio, Reg? He says no audio. Okay. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak. Does anyone have something they want to add?
N6TW.
Go ahead, Noah.
So I think it was Rich that said they were going to do a POTA activation on 20 and 40 meters. What modes are you guys going to be using? And can you actually post a spot for yourself on the SDF ARC mailing list? I'm in California, but if you're on FT8 or another long transmission mode, I'd be happy to try to hunt you guys. N6TW, over.
Okay, I'm going to let Noah and Joe have the floor here, but I want to acknowledge that I see that the HAM conference has joined us. So after Noah and Joe finish talking about the POTA, we'll kind of rewind and invite the HAM conference to join us. So go ahead, Joe and Noah.
Yeah, N6TW from W1SK. So I will definitely post something when we get there on site. We're going to be on 20 and 40 meters. This is Joe, by the way. 20 and 40 meters. I don't know where people usually hang out on. This is my first POTA activation, to be completely honest with you. I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's going to be a really good time. We're going to just go there and set up and work some stations. We're on. If you go to POTA, that's papaoscartangoalpha.app, you can go there and click activations in the top right-hand corner, and you can kind of see, who's going to be operating where. So we're listed there. I'll probably spot on some PX clusters as well and stuff like that, so we'll make ourselves aware. If you're good on QRZ, I can send you an email when this is happening and where we're going to be. I'm a CW guy myself. That's probably where I'll operate. But we're going to have people there who are probably going to be tinkering around with digital for that PA, JSA call, all that sort of stuff, sideband. I don't know, do people still do, what's that other thing? I forgot the PSK31, stuff like that. There's all sorts of different types of people. It's going to be a really good time. So we're going to be all over the place, all over the bands. At least all over 20 and 40. So, but I'll send you an email where we're going to be, and we can definitely work out a schedule. That'd be great. M6TW W1SK.
W1SK. If I can reach you guys, I'll try. My fist for CW is pretty bad. I think that I'll probably max out at about 10 words a minute, and I've got a lot of errors. But if you guys will put up with me, I can try CW. I am in California, so it'll really depend on 20 meter propagation. But I will play with my antennas and see what I can get going. The other thing, and so, yes, I am on QRZ, so please do send me an email. And then, so you've already put your spot into POTA. And then, could you actually just put your spot on the SDF ARC mailing list, too, if you're a member of that? I think that will give everybody on the net an extra place to look. N6TW, over.
Yeah, no problem. I'll definitely do that, Noah. I'll post a message on the SDF ARC mailing list, and maybe on the board, on B board, on the system as well. And I'll send you an email, and we'll contact each other and make sure that works out. So I'll let you know when we're on the air. We get all the antennas in the trees, and we get everything set up. It'll be really awesome. So back to net. W1SK, Chris.
Okay, fine business, guys. And, yeah, Joe, if you drop it into the chat here in Echolink, if you're using the Windows app, I post the chat in the summary that I post after the net. So that'll also get it out into the mailing list. So let's see. It's time to back up and rewind here to accommodate the folks from the HAM conference who have joined us. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing, and I can't explain it. But if you're not familiar with it, it's a public access Unix system. You can get yourself a free account and do all kinds of neat stuff with it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we do this little net here on Echolink every Monday at 0 GMT UTC Zulu time, and it lasts for about an hour, and sometimes we have the HAM conference connected and other times we don't. So this is the time for anyone on the HAM conference who would like to join us and check into our net. We ask for your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and if you happen to have an SDF username, we'd like to know that too. So, anybody out there in the HAM conference who would like to check in, please call now.
Control, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, Robert in Sydney.
Thank you, Robert, and I always forget to say that I can take multiple call signs in a row. You don't have to wait for acknowledgement before the next call sign can come in. So, anyone else out there on HAM conference, please call now. All right, I guess you're it, Robert. You have the floor. We don't have a topic this week, although we did have a question about Ringo Ranger antennas. Are you familiar with those? Do you have experience with them? Any comments about them? You have the floor.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 15 degrees Celsius here, headed for a high of, I think, about 22 today. 24 yesterday, 25 yesterday. So we're having a little bit of a warm-up, which is fairly typical for Sydney weather. I don't know what a Ring Ranger is. It sounds, well, I won't even guess what it is. But at any rate, I have no familiarity with it. I'm sorry about that. I am, though, looking forward to the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, which is coming up, I think it's the third weekend in August. I really need to check the calendar on that, but I believe that's what, when it's coming up. It always comes up in August anyway. And I think there are a couple of clubs nearby that are activating lighthouses. So I'm going to check them out. Reminds me, I have to check them out and see whether they're activating and which one they're activating, because there are basically two clubs in Sydney that activate lighthouses. And depending on conditions, they activate one of several, each of them. So we'll have to see what's going on. But anyway, that's always my favorite because, well, just because lighthouses are neat places, I guess. other than that, I really don't have anything to share, and I'm losing my voice, so I'm just going to return it to Ned, BK2DY.
Well, quick question, Robert. Do you work these lighthouses on HF or what? I was kind of under the impression that you were mostly like on Echolink or maybe a little bit on DHF and UHF.
The Lighthouse Weekend, of course, is an international thing. It's all over the place in the United States and Australia and UK and that. And I don't think anybody activates on anything but HF. I certainly never heard of anybody activating on a digital mode, and I'm not sure that's even part of the system. So I don't think it is. I do actually go out on HF. I just hang out more and more on the digital modes, but I do occasionally get on HF, the so-called real radio, VK2DY.
Okay, well, thanks for clearing that up for me here. And I'm trying to think, if I recall correctly, the Ringo Ranger is, I think it's a 5/8 wave, but it's 2 5/8 wave radiators with a little stub in between them. And it also has sort of a ground plane, a circular ground plane around the base of it. So if you ever see one, they're very distinctive in their appearance. It's mostly like a single cylindrical rod with this little ring around the bottom that's about, say, 8 inches in diameter. I mean, it's like quarter-inch aluminum tubing making a circle around 8 inches in diameter. And right in the middle, there's this little kind of a zigzag thing that goes out to the side for about, say, 8 inches, and then up about an inch, and then back 8 inches before it continues going straight up before. So if you've ever seen an antenna that matches that description, it was quite likely one of these Ringo Rangers, and they make them for a variety of bands. I know from 6 meters up to 440, and perhaps even some others as well. If you go to the Cushcraft website, I think you can find out more than you ever want to know about them. So, probably boring everybody. So, let me see if there are any new stations joining us. I don't see any new call signs on the dashboard, but we're still connected to the Ham Conference. There might be some stations out there who are just now hearing us. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and you can join us by giving your call sign, and I'll check you in here. Also, the stations who have already checked in, if you have something to add to what you said before, give your call sign, and we'll have a recheck. So, anyone who has something to say, please call now.
H3HJQ, good morning.
Hey, go ahead there, HJQ.
Swain, sorry, just done another net. Too many nets on at the same time. I've got to swap backwards and forwards. And happy birthday to my wife, 21 again today. And, yeah, we're just doing a bit of wiring in my son's new shed. Has replaced all the, there's 9 double fluoros. So he's went to the local hardware store and bought some LED lights. And normally what you just do is put the LED light in, replace the normal starter with another starter, which basically has got a fuse in it, and it would work. But you put the lights in and they'll flicker in. And I said, what's going on there? I said, pull the cover off and have a look. Anyway, it didn't have magnetic ballast in it. It had electronic ballast. And I said, we need to yank the ballast out anyway. So yanked all the ballast out, wired the thing straight into the back of the LED fluoros, and lit up like a Christmas tree. And, yeah, so just imagine, well, this shed's 23 by 39 feet, and it's got 9 double fluoros in it. It was so much light in there, I couldn't believe it. Far out. It was bright. Anyway, good fun. Thanks for the net, Wayne. Back to net control, Vic H3HJQ. Oh, and all electrical work should be done by a licensed electrician. Just chuck that in. Well, which we will find because these double fluoros are plugged into a GPO, which is a general purpose outlet, which is basically a power point up in the top of the roof. So you just simply pull the 3-pin plug out of the power point and you can do work on whatever you like and plug it back in. As long as it's not permanently wired in, you can change whatever you like. Just chuck that one in too for safety. Vic H3HJQ.
Okay. Good on you, John. I think is that the vernacular? Way to go there, replacing those fluorescents with LEDs. And, yeah, they can be pretty darn bright. So, thanks for joining us. Is there anyone else out there on the ham conference who would like to check in?
Kilo, Juliet 5, Alpha Tango Whiskey.
Okay, now this is interesting. Kilo, Juliet 5, Alpha Tango Whiskey, I think, did I write that down right? Came in through the NB0X gateway. So this is very interesting. We've been wondering about the gateway for many weeks now, and it looks like it's actually working, which is remarkable. So tell us, we're going to want to know, are you using DMR or All-Star or whatever? But we would also like to know your handle, your QTH, and if you happen to have an SDF username, we'd like to know that as well. So go ahead. KJ5ATW.
Well, hello. Yes, my name is Jose, and my call sign is Kilo Juliet 5 Alpha Tango Whiskey. I am based in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, which is just outside of Albuquerque. I am actually using the All-Star on my iPhone, and I'm fairly new to ham radio and was just trying this out. I have a son who's stationed in San Diego, so I figured why not get on there and see what's going on there. But as for that, that's where I'm at. So if there's anything I need to do further, please let me know.
All right. Well, welcome to our little net here. We do this every week at the same time. It's 0 GMT or UTC on Mondays. On this... on this conference, 9229 on the Echolink note, and I wonder, we've tried in the past, some of our regular check-ins have tried using the gateway from All-Star without success. So I'm wondering if, I mean, I'm thinking of two hypotheses here. Either something got fixed, or maybe there's just something magic, some incantation that you did correctly that our other hams did not do correctly. So could you kind of walk us through how you connected to this this All-Star note?
Yeah, so I was wrong when I told you what I did. I was actually, I downloaded Echolink and I installed it on my iPhone. I just searched San Diego, California. This came up, and I seen there was some activity, so I decided to chime in. So that's how I am actually getting into this station.
Oh, that's very interesting. That warrants some further experimentation, but we don't have to take up the net time here to do that. But I think there'll definitely be trying some stuff with that later. So you basically just found NB0X-L in the station list in the Echolink app and clicked on it, and that's how you got here?
Yeah, basically. So what you do is there is a station tab on the Echolink program, and you just click on it, and you can put anywhere you want to link up to. Any place, I guess, and if there's a station available in that area, it will show up, and you just click on it, it automatically links you up, and you start transmitting. So it's pretty awesome. This is the first connection I've made, so I appreciate you very much, and I won't hold up the net anymore, but if you have any questions, I think you can just go to Echolink and look that up. So
Yeah, Wayne, I'm just on there now on Echo Link, and also the All-Star connection number looks like it's 1998. Now, that's the Echo Link number. What's the node number? 440812. I'm actually connected there as well.
That is correct. Those are the numbers that I'm seeing also. Again, thank you for letting me check in, and 7-3s.
Okay, and just to let you know, the NB0X-L gateway is only active for about a half an hour before our net and another half an hour after our net. So that means like 2330 to 0130 UTC. The rest of the sort of normal way to connect to our net is to look for Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. So we do this every week. So next week when you're looking for us, if you can't find the NB0X-L link, look for Echolink node 9229 or TechLink in order to join us. So anyway, welcome to our net here. We do this every week, so you're welcome to join us in the future. So, and I think you said you're new to the hobby, so I want to say welcome to Ham Radio. I hope you have a lot of fun with it. So I think John is posting some stuff in the chat there. Okay. Does anyone else have something they want to say at this time?
And just a quick one, Vic for HJQ.
Go ahead, John.
Audio is absolutely woeful on there. I don't know who set up NBox-L. But I was on Echolink, and 9229 is connected to an Echolink, and it should be the same audio we're getting here, but it's yuck. Really, really is. So somebody needs to have a look, whoever set that up. It's just terrible audio. And I don't know why that is, because just Echolink to Echolink should be fine. Obviously, the other gentleman's on Echolink too, and he probably thinks the audio is okay, but it's not that good. So I don't know why that is. An Echo Link to Echo Link connection should be fine, but yeah, it's yuck when I connected straight to NBox-L.
Well, I didn't hear any really terrible artifacts. I mean, it didn't strike me as being awful, but I guess it was okay to me.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you connect to NBox-L direct, I'm talking about Wayne.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm talking about Jose is there. He sounded okay.
I know he sounds okay here, but when you connect to NBox-L, when you were talking from TechLink back to NBox-L via Echolink, it was absolutely yuck.
Ah, okay. I understand what you mean now. All right. Well, that's interesting. So that's something else to investigate. So anyway, thank you, Jose, and you too, John. Plumbing the mysteries of this of the gateway thing here. Okay, do we have any more comments? Anyone else want to say something?
KG9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, during that last discussion, I got my DMR going and linked up to DMR link. And it's I'm not hearing anything from that, so it's not getting to DMR. So there you have it. I just wanted to make that report. KD9NDJ.
Okay, so it appears that Echolink through the gateway works. It's unclear if All-Star works, but we definitely know that DMR is not working. So, all right, thanks for the data point. Do we have any other comments?
No, I could try All-Star, but I think I'm going to not do that right now because it gets complicated. I just want to enjoy the net or the tail end of it. That's all I got. KD9NDJ, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, well, I think the gateway will continue to run for a half an hour after the net, so it's almost the top of the hour. I've got 20 minutes to go till the top of the hour, so 50 more minutes before it dies. So you have plenty of time to experiment if you want to. So do we have any other comments?
N6TW.
Go ahead, Noah.
Jose, have you looked at joining any of the local clubs in the New Mexico area? I know Albuquerque has a pretty active amateur radio scene, especially with Kirtland and the Labs. And Los Alamos also has a pretty storied club. N6TW, over.
Yeah, KJ58TW. Yeah, I actually am a member of the Albuquerque Caravan Club here in New Mexico. I was just downloading this and said, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot, and it seemed to be pretty successful. So just some numbers for you guys. Echolink node, it said that it's connected to Nbox-L. The Echolink is 9229, and the All-Star link is 1999, as well as 50110. So those are the numbers I'm getting here on my end.
Okay, well, the 9229 is the regular Echolink node number for the TechLink conference. That's the main number that we're using here. And I'm not super up on All-Star nomenclature, so I've made a note of those numbers there. And when I get back into studying All-Star, I'll have that data ready here. Thanks for coming back with that there, Jose. Do we have any more comments?
K9MDJ, I've got a question for Richard.
Go ahead, Ken and Richard. Talk amongst yourselves and return it to me when you wrap it up.
Yeah, could you repeat that All-Star node that you reported a moment ago?
Did you mean Jose?
Could be. I was away. I didn't see who was transmitting, so I'm taking a stab at it. Whoever it was that was reporting on the All-Star node, the person that managed to get through to the link, the NBOX-L link.
Yeah, hi, this is Jose. Yeah, so the All-Star is 1999, but it's also reporting 50110.
Yeah, no, that's incorrect. The node number of NBOX is 1998. The other node numbers, you're looking at the other connections on the system.
KD9NDJ here. Yeah, I copied all of that. Thank you very much for repeating.
Okay. I assume you guys are done with that. Do we have any more comments?
Yeah, that's interesting, Wayne. I can't connect to 1998. Is that the right node number? Welcome to All-Star Node 1998. Well, I've just tried to connect to it, and it won't allow me. I wonder why that is.
I think Jose said 1999.
Yeah, no, I've actually copied the welcome message off the node. It comes up, welcome to All-Star Node 1998, Echolink node, NBOX-L number, and that must be the Echolink number, 440812. So, yeah, it's 1998. But why can't my Supermind connect to that? That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, doesn't matter, Wayne. Sorry to keep butting in.
1999, as well as 50110, and Echolink 9229.
Yeah, Jose, just to clarify, those numbers you're seeing underneath are the current stations that are connected on that node. So the node number of the All-Star node is 1998. The other numbers are underneath it are the other connections that are connected to that All-Star node, which includes the Echolink numbers and any other connections that are coming in through All-Star there, over.
Ah, stand corrected. Thank you very much for that clarification.
Yeah, no problems at all. Vicar Trace, check you. Back to you, Wayne. I just don't know why I can't connect to 1998. That's interesting. Don't know why.
Okay, well, we're getting close to the top of the hour. I think we've had a pretty good net here, a nice turnout in check-ins and conversation. But I think we may be running out of steam and getting ready to wrap it up. So, let's see, do we have any final comments for the net before I close it? I see a new call sign on the dashboard here. I'm really new. I don't think I've seen this one before. VK6II, Dan. So, because you seem to be new with us, let me rewind and tell you that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's based on some kind of anime thing that I'm not into, but it's a public access Unix system that you can join and get a free account and do all kinds of cool stuff by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we have so many hams who are members of the SDF community that we decided to have a ham club. I mean, anytime you've got three hams, you need two ham clubs, right? So once you have a ham club, you have to have a net or a meeting or something like that. Well, we're too far flung all over the world to have an in-person meeting, so we have a net on Echo, and that's what we're doing here. So, if you would like to check into our net, we'd like to know your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and if you already have an SDF username, we'd like to know that. So, come forward now if you would like to check in.
Good morning, Net Control. This is VK6 India, India. Name is Dan. QTH is Boyup Brook in the southwest corner of Western Australia. And I'm operating, coming in on Echolink. I'm out in the paddock walking the dogs and just came across the net accidentally. I use TechLink conference for other nets and heard the voices, so I thought I'd saw the numbers connected, so I thought I'd check in and see how you are. Sounds like an interesting group, but thanks for the invite. I'll just sit on the side for the time being. And good morning or good evening to all the other members on the net. This is VK6II returning to Net Control.
Oh, Wayne, just another quick comment. Sorry to keep butting in, but MV0X doesn't have a registered node number on Echolink, but anything like 1998. He's got, the only one active one he's got is 50110, so I don't know what goes on there either. There's no all-star connection to that Echolink node.
Okay, well, the whole thing is a mystery, and I have not been able to talk to Matthew in years. So I think that Michael is in communication with him, but I haven't talked to Michael lately either. So I guess it's one of those mysteries wrapped in an enigma, protected by a guardian of lies, or I don't know, something like that. Hopefully we will learn more in the future. So anyway, Dan, we do this net every Monday at 0 GMT UTC, so we're just about ready to wrap it up here. We've been going for 50 minutes already. So come back again next week at 50 minutes earlier than right now, and join us again. So, once again, let me check the dashboard. I don't see any new call signs there. So, let's make this last call for rechecks or new check-ins for the SDF Amateur Radio Club net.
KC3LYZ with a quick comment about the All-Star stuff.
Go ahead, Bob.
Node number, it's 50110 to connect in.
Okay, yeah, 1998 and 1999 are usually special All-Star nodes that you can't access directly. They're used for usually connecting digital stuff like DMR or Fusion or whatever. But so 50110 is probably the good one. I know I've connected in there, but I usually use my own All-Star node to go through Echolink. It's 50527.
Yeah, from BK3HJQ. It's hard to keep butting in, Wayne. Yeah, 50110 is the actual node number to connect in there. The other ones are whatever they are. Whatever the numbers are for the linking. But it kicks me off as soon as I connect to it. So I don't know what goes on there either. Maybe he's only allowing certain connections on there. Anyway, I always like to work out the mystery. So, yeah, to get in via also, you've got to go to 50110. But it comes up and connects, and then it dumps me off. Back to you, Wayne. It's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, John, no need to apologize. It's always good to have more information, have different people doing different experiments and getting different results. So it's always good to know. Okay, do we have any more comments before I wrap up the net? Okay, so this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0053 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, we haven't had any positive results on the DMR Talk Group 31650 in a long time, but we have people in comm in the Anon Radio Room if you want to join us there. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.